Live from NPR News, I'm Nora Rahm. Officials now say most of the dozens of people reported as missing in the wildfires in the western U.S. have been accounted for. At least 30 people have died in the fires that have burned more than 4 million acres and destroyed thousands of homes in California, Oregon, and Washington. The fires have caused hazardous air quality along the west coast. In Oregon, emergency officials are lifting evacuation notices for some cities in the Portland metro area. It's a sign the threat posed by large fires bordering Portland suburbs has diminished. Oregon Public Broadcasting's Rebecca Ellis reports.
Clackamas County Sheriff Craig Roberts announced the downgrade Sunday.
I have some good news on evacuation status. Last night, we changed evacuation levels in some cities and surrounding areas.
Officials dropped the level one get ready notice for many Portland area communities. Still, acrid smoke continues to pour into the city. The Riverside Fire south of Portland has scorched more than 130,800 acres and brought clouds of smoke and ash into the region. This weekend, the area has had some of the most hazardous air in the world. It was literally off the charts of the EPA's Air Quality Index. Forecasters are predicting rain later this week, which could improve conditions. For NPR News, I'm Rebecca Ellis in Portland.
Tropical storm Sally is churning slowly towards the U.S. Gulf Coast. It's expected to become a hurricane by the time it reaches southern Louisiana early Tuesday. Governor John Bel Edwards urged people to prepare. He warned them to expect to lose power.
When the ground is saturated, it doesn't take as much wind to actually blow a tree over into the power lines and all of that sort of stuff.
Hurricane Paulette is nearing Bermuda. It's expected to reach the island sometime Monday, causing coastal flooding and storm surge. And the National Hurricane Center says a tropical depression has formed in the central Atlantic, and it may be a powerful hurricane later this week. Authorities in Los Angeles are searching for a gunman who shot and critically wounded two county sheriff's deputies while they sat in their vehicles Saturday night in Compton. Surveillance footage captured the shooting, which law enforcement is calling unprovoked and without warning. Matt Gillum of member station KCRW reports.
L.A. Sheriff Alex Villanueva said he personally swore in both deputies a little over a year ago. Both the male and female deputy sitting in the vehicle were shot multiple times at close range and have undergone surgery. The male deputy is 24 and the female officer is 31 with a young child. Sheriff Villanueva is struggling with the incident.
It pisses me off. It dismays me at the same time, and there's no prettier way to say it.
The FBI has offered its help with the investigation. Both President Trump and Joe Biden took to Twitter to weigh in on the shooting. For NPR News, I'm Matt Gillum in Los Angeles.
This is NPR News. A U.S. Marine was deported from the Philippines Sunday after being given a pardon from President Rodrigo Duterte. Lance Corporal Joseph Pemberton had been convicted of killing a Filipino transgender woman. He thanked the president for pardoning him and expressed sorrow and regret to the family of the woman. Peace talks between the Afghan government and the Taliban entered a second day Sunday, but Afghan officials say Taliban fighters are still carrying out attacks. NPR's Matthew Schwartz has more.
A senior advisor to Afghanistan's president says the first meeting between Taliban and Afghan negotiators went well. In a statement, Nadir Nadiri says the two sides discussed a code of conduct and a schedule for future talks. But even as the parties looked toward peace, the bloodshed continued Sunday. Taliban fighters were accused of setting off explosions and killing multiple security officers around the country. The Taliban have not decreased their violence against civilians, an Afghan official said. The two sides are under heavy pressure to hammer out a peace deal. A United Nations report found that more than 10,000 Afghan civilians were killed or injured last year alone. Matthew Schwartz, NPR News, Washington.
Microsoft says its offer to buy the popular video sharing app TikTok has been rejected. The Trump administration is threatening to ban the Chinese-owned company from operating in the U.S., saying TikTok could provide information on U.S. customers to the Chinese government. There are reports that the owner is now pursuing a partnership with Oracle to avoid a ban. I'm Nora Rahm, NPR News.